Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to Five Smooth Stones Radio with Brother Seth, a place where the Hebrew Israelite can call home and where an awakening is taking place from the four corners of the earth. Five Smooth Stones with Brother Seth have compelling and informative programming during the week, starting with, on Sundays at 11:30 p.m., Proof of Biblical Hebrews 101, Tuesdays at midnight, Racial Matters and Solutions, Thursdays at midnight, New World Watch Society, and around out the week on Saturdays, the International Israelite Forum. Check back with Five Smooth Stones for specific times, and all shows are on Central Standard Time. I'm Brother Bobby, a.k.a. Victim 2 Victorious, and these shows have been a blessing to me, and I'm sure they'll be a blessing to you. So come check out Brother Seth here at Five Smooth Stones Radio, where your mind will be expanded, your spirit challenged, and the peace of the Most High reigns supreme. Shalom.
Let my people go.
And yes, he did. Said it back then. And he's saying it again. Let my people go. This is Brother Seth. Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Five Smooth Stones. Five smooth topics. Five smooth subjects. We call them Five Smooth Stones. Tonight, we deal with white supremacy, which is one of the major topics I talk about. And we specifically name this talk tonight, this blog tonight, Racial Matters and Solutions. Racial Matters and Solutions. We're not just talking about the problem, but we are talking about the solution. So tonight, Racial Matters and Solution, it is open forum. But before I get off into the specifics of the show, I just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for stopping by Blog Talk Radio. And specifically, thank you for stopping by Five Smooth Stones, where we have these five topics, five subjects we talk about. And one of the subjects is, like I said earlier, white supremacy / black inferiority. And it's the same coin, one coin, different sides. Can't have one without the other. White supremacy / black inferiority or non-white inferiority. Tonight's topic is Racial Matters Solutions. We cover this every single Tuesday. So we're always trying to topple this giant. I figure if we start with the toes eventually, because, you know, in the book of Daniel, that statue was made with clay feet, if you remember. So let's not underestimate the power of blogging, the power of emailing, the power of just a simple conversation over coffee. You would be surprised to know how powerful you are, my brother. You are my sister with just one simple conversation. I think the big thing is we just have to be led of the Most High. Once we led of the Most High, we are a force to be reckoned with. But when we try in our own strength, this is when we are defeated. But if we speak the words that he gives us to speak, then for sure we'll have the victory. So, again, I just want to thank everybody for stopping by. You could have been doing so many other things tonight with your time. You could have been doing so many other things. I just want to thank those people that are already in the chat room. I want to thank those people already on the phone lines. Y'all know the rule. We always got newbies, so let me just go over it. And the rules are, if you have a question, type in the chat room. I don't look at the chat room every single second, so you may have to, you know, maybe type it twice. Please don't mind doing that. If you have a question on the phone lines, you just simply press 1, and I'll see that hand up, and we'll get you in. Because this is a blog where I want to hear from y'all as bad as you want to hear from me. Why? Why? Because you, if listening to this type of show, is, I'm sure, part of the solution, I would assume. That's an assumption, but I would assume you are part of the solution if you're listening to this show. Because this show right here, Five Smooth Stones, is not playing. We are very serious, maybe sometimes too serious. But we laugh sometimes. But very serious blog where we talk about five topics, five solutions, five answers, if you will, that was given to me by the Most High it was prayed in 1988. Since then, I've been getting answers to those five questions I asked the Most High. And again, we call those five answers to the question that I asked the Most High, Five Smooth Stones, okay? So again, welcome everybody. Welcome those of you in the chat room. Listen. Racism ain't going nowhere, folks. I mean, it ain't, but you don't have to be a victim of it. It ain't going nowhere. Poverty is not going nowhere. Wealth is not going nowhere. A lot of these fulfillment of different universal laws is not gonna go anywhere. However, you don't have to be the victim of them. So tonight we're just sharing information on how not to be a victim of these various evils on our planet. That's just as simple as I can make it, folks. We are here trying to be a part of the solution. We are a part of the solution. Okay, y'all know that. We hit hard. We love hard. We love people. We love people at this particular blog. We ain't here to disrespect, put down. I wanna encourage, motivate, because I know I need that sometimes. I want to do what I can to propel or push society forward. I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to start hating folks. It's just ludicrous to go there. I'm not going to say ludicrous, but it's definitely ungodly or unlike the Most High to pursue hating anybody. Nobody on this planet, my brother and my sister, have done anything to me strong enough for me to hate them. Now, I do believe that, on the other hand, there is an enemy, and we are to hate the enemy with the real hate, the Most High hate. When I say the Most High, we're talking about the Creator of the heavens and the earth. We're talking about the Father, the one that sent the Messiah come to the earth. Y'all know no matter what we talk about here at Five Smooth Stone, we're going to always revert back to the scriptures, the holy books. So we believe that he hated. In the Bible, many times it say he hates this, he hates that. So hate is needed. It's healthy. But you can never hate the wrong person or the wrong entity. When you hate people, you're on the wrong track, because people are not our enemies. That's not where evil comes from. I mean, people may choose to do evil, but I hate evil itself, okay? I hate ungodliness itself. And mankind is tempted to be ungodly because they sometimes believe in lies and deception. They're tricked into doing it is what they are. If you tell mankind the truth, always keep it before him, I believe most people would choose what is right. Okay, so we don't hate here at this show. Very simple and plain. Tonight it's gonna may sound like it for a minute, because when you start hitting white supremacy hard, you start hitting black inferiority, which is the same philosophy, just reversed. When you start hitting that lie, that deception, that wickedness that's spread out throughout our planet, it feels like, it sounds like you hate white people. It sounds like you even hate some black people sometimes. But if you keep listening to this show, like I've said to people over and over and over again, and they'll find it out sooner or later if they keep listening. Brother Seth is operating on kingdom principles. I operate strictly from the scriptures, and I'm a scripture man. I mean, it don't mean that I'm perfect. It don't mean that I always keep scripture in my own personal life. I try to. I strive to. But like everybody else, I live in a world full of temptations. But tonight is not about me, and it's really not about you. It's about what is truth. What is racism? Does it exist? Is it in our world? Are people racist? Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and read the program description, and you'll get a better understanding of what Brother Seth is trying to say here. Now, listen to this program description that I typed much earlier. Okay, this will give you a good example of what we are dealing with, all right? And that way y'all won't be saying, what is it? What is he talking about? What is he talking about? I hate to hear people say that. What is he talking about? Coming in all late. So Brother Seth tonight is talking about an old philosophy that has divided mankind right down the middle. that's caused much hatred and wars and pain, and it has caused people mentally to grow in a retarded manner. It has called man to act like beasts, and to it has made one group of people feel like they're superior over another group of people. And you know, whenever you operate like that, even the people that are feeling superior is not even at the level they should be. So everybody operate on a low, lower self-estimation or low self-esteem. All right, so let's go ahead and read this. This is the program's, the show notes that I put together earlier. Earlier, I went ahead and typed this, and it says as follows. Open forum about racial matters and solutions. That's what we're talking about. It's open forum. It is about racial matters and solutions, though. Okay? Racism continued to stand tall, unchallenged and unmatched, as one of the most successful destructive devices to human peace. Okay? Tonight, we look at solutions for racism internationally. We call Exposition 30 the 30 areas affected by racism. I titled this a long time ago. We say Exposition 30. What that means, we're talking about the 30 areas affected by our society. Now, some people only get like 9. I don't know how they get 9. I got 30. Here are the 30 areas affected by racism. Religion. History, which is the largest out of all of these. Education. As I call these names out, do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Think about all of the times you've heard news about racism in these various areas. Even in your own life, think about all the time you've experienced this. It's just going to be a little bitter, but we're going to talk about some solutions. We're going to end this on a very good note. But right now, we got to expose this giant to even get people motivated and to let them see that there is a problem. Okay, so again, let's think about religion. These are areas affected by racism. Religion, history, education, socialism, health and medicine. Oh, my goodness. Housing and zoning, laws, bylaws, hidden rules. Images and advertisement, law, rules, enforcement, okay, all right, judicial process, correction institutions and rehab, serious racism with regards to correction. Correction would be like the prison system and all the rehab that come after that, science and technology, environmental issues. Environmental issues is major. How many homes, so-called low-income houses, is put right there in the middle of environmental hazards? Who's suffering more from lead poisoning? Racism, okay? Defense and military. They say a black man can get a fair shake in the military. Is that true? Foreign policy, foreign affairs. News and vital information update. This is when you need to get vital information. How you're sitting there, you're just minding your own business, drinking a cup of coffee, you're getting news and information. But how many times, whenever they say such and such happens, suspect did this, suspect did that, if they don't show their face, everybody black know, so-called black, if you live in America for any length of time, it's a universal rule in the United States that if they don't show the face, they're talking about a suspect, he's white. And when he's black, they show his face. So you kind of, when you don't see a face under those circumstances, you just assume they're more black when they're sometime white. So when they're white again, they don't show their face, and people just assume they're black sometime. And if they are black, they show their face. That is racism all day long, and I experienced that in Texas. And I moved to Ohio, and friends was laughing, saying, oh, y'all have that down there? And I went somewhere else, Atlanta, Georgia. They have it. I mean, it's just a universal, and that's just a tip of the iceberg of what happens when you're looking at the news, the type of racism, the type of the way they cover the news, how what they say about this person or the other. I mean, news and vital information update is what we call that, news and vital information update. Racism all day long. How about entertainment? Entertainment, in the area of entertainment, definitely affected by racism. We're talking about sports, Hollywood, anything that entertains you is definitely affected by racism. Economics is the biggest thing I'm going to probably name outside of history. Economics, with regards to billings, who's billed highest? What group of people is billed highest and why? What motivates certain group of people to be charged more than others? Economics also, here's another economics area, with regards to awards, grants, incentives, loans, okay? With regards to, again, awards, grants, incentives, and loans, who gets the loans easier, okay? Many of you know about the, redlining with regards to real estate, how a lot of black owners property couldn't get loans, still can't get loans as quick as a lot of our white brothers and sisters. Loans, again, we talk about economics, the area of economics that affect loans, grants, awards, incentives, okay? Serious area of racism, okay? Here's another area. Economics where regards to labor. Oh, my goodness. I don't even have to explain that. Y'all know anything that got to do with jobs is always saturated with racism. Who's first fired, first hired, last hired, first fired, quality of job, who get promoted first, raises, doing the same job. I mean, come on. Economics, product quality. Who gets the better of the qualities? I mean, how many times we've heard all throughout our lives, I'm talking about non-white people right now, to complain about their quality of products versus if you go across over into the suburbs, what their quality is. Economics, here's another area, vital investment information. It's almost like this is like secret or something. Economics with regards to vital investment information. So many of our people never have heard a lot of the investment information. And people say, oh, it's out there, but a lot of times, like when the computers first came out, a lot of black people didn't have computers. And, I mean, it was just like a little club. Everything was put on the internet free. Information. And now when blacks start getting computers, it's not like that. But, I mean, it was almost like this secret society of people that had all this information with regards to investment secrets. And I'm not talking about just with regard to stock market. I mean, just a lot of information just wasn't privy to our people. And some people say, well, it's right there at the bank. All you got to do is ask. But it's, again, if it's not getting to some people and it's getting to other people, you have to ask what is really going on. Okay, racism with regards to fashion. Racism with regards to beauty. Okay, this is serious, y'all. Racism in regards to fashion. Racism with regards to beauty. Now, it's changing with beauty. It's changing. All of this is changing. But it's still very strong in our society. Sex and sexual. And what I mean by that is there is racism as regards to sex. I'm talking about, a lot of the sexual lies told about black men is old as dirt. Seem like not quite old as dirt, but it's, I mean, how many times have we been told just crazy things about black men and sexuality and all this stuff, okay? A lot of stuff is just white supremacy based. A lot of it is lies. There, you know, it's just the truth, folks. It's I know I'm trying to not get into this particular area because we really will open up a barrel of worms, but y'all know about the lies y'all heard about sexuality in black people, okay? Agriculture, and I'll say this much about sexuality before I move on. With regards to all this thing about size and all this stuff with black men, if you married a virgin, there be no issues with size. But when you live in a decadent society where all these women and all these men have been with multiple partners, yeah, there's going to be issues with size. So that goes to show we live in Babylon, but it's still vastly is racist, has racial tones, and some of y'all know what I mean. I'm not going to turn this show into that right now. Okay, agriculture is another area. Okay, agriculture, a lot of racism. Go ask the farmers in regards to agriculture. Agriculture is major. It's not some little small area on here. This is a big area because our people initially was a people of agriculture. Initially, when America was first formed, when this racism, at least racism in America, when we first got here, everything was agriculture. So a lot of racism, racial history as it relates to that 40 acres and a mule, and even before the promising of the 40 acres and a mule, land that we actually had, how was wrestled from us. So that's serious. That's where a lot of our wealth went. That area talks a lot about the wealth we should have. Census and population concerns, very much racist. My wife used to work for the census, and there's a lot of racism going into the counting and how many is here and how many is there to get proper representation. Major. And the last one, the last area that I noted here was the area of civil rights. Now, I put this last because everybody named mine got it first. So y'all know everything about civil rights. But these are some of the areas, these are the 30 areas I come up with that is still definitely plagued today with racism, or as we call it, white supremacy / black inferiority. All right, so this is what we're going to be talking about for the next hour and a half. And I just want to thank everybody again for joining us. And somebody wrote in the chat room, so why am I out of work? No, I have not. I would like to know why we can't all love one another and treat people like people. That's a good question. That's what we're here on this show trying to promote, loving everybody, treating everybody the same. And don't y'all, I'm not saying you, Mr. or Mrs. Britfoot, whoever you are, I don't know if you're a male or female, but I assume a male, I always assume a male. But when you say you're out of work, I hope you don't think that I'm a part of the problem, which is blaming the white man for everything, okay? But I will say this. When you are in control and when you are in power, obviously more responsibility is going to lie with you than people that are virtually powerless in many ways. Female, okay? All right, so we have a female, Miss Britfoot, okay? And she just let me know she's a female. But when you say, why am I out of work, there's a lot of reasons why. I'm not even trying to be your counselor, and I know you're not asking me to be, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm saying I don't have all the answers to what I'm saying. And you're right. She's saying it's the government. It is the government. But I'm going to tell you something, y'all folks. There's some jobs out there. It's just a matter of, do we want to do a lot of them? You know, and this is a time for creative people. Creative people right now is having a field day. They're going out there and establishing all kind of jobs. I'm not one I'm not saying I'm not creative, but I tend to be a little lazy, I guess, and want established 401ks, companies already set up. I just walk in, punch in a clock, and enjoy benefits. That's how I like it. But those that are not of that mindset, that gets out there and just really go after it, they are thriving. Many millionaires are being turned out right now. Many people are prospering. So don't ever think there ain't no jobs. As long as there's minds and creativity, there's always a way. It's just, I'll speak for myself. I'm not going to speak about you, Miss Britfoot, because I don't know you. But I know about me. She said, and they are not paying the money that we can live off of, but there are a lot of jobs where they are paying the money. I mean, I don't know. I got, my sister, let's just take my brother-in-law and sister, for example. They decided to go around to some of these big, giant trucking companies that seem like on the roads and say, hey, you guys need help with delivering parts. And so they end up delivering parts, what's the word I'm thinking of when you hotshotting? I think that's what you call hotshot. But they end up taking parts from this place to another. And, I mean, they're doing very well. They've hired, I think they probably hired at least 15 other drivers besides the family of them that do this. And they're doing very well. That's just one out of millions of people. And that's somebody I happen to know very close, and I can give you the truth about that. But there's lots of people that, and I'm not talking about these multi-level marketing companies, because I think a lot of them are scams, but there are a lot of people that are coming up with some very creative ways to make money. But back to racism. With regards to this subject tonight, again, we're talking about racism. I just named what we call the Expo 30, or 30 areas affected by racism. Y'all that missed it, if you're just joining us in the chat room on the phone line, click on the show and look at the list that we have. We call it Expo 30. Look at those 30 areas affected by racism. And you'll see what I mean by it is in every single aspect of life. It has not gone away. It's strong. It's real. And that's what we're doing on the show tonight. We're highlighting this racism, putting the light on this racism, exposing this racism, and hopefully we're going to talk about it in a way to where we may even show some of you that you are part of this system. Some of you may have some of these mentalities that we're going to talk about tonight. But we're going to talk about the mindset of the racist. And the racist is not necessarily, as so-called black people, most black people say, white people. It's not true. It's just the only thing about white people and racism is they seem to benefit quicker than everybody. Right off the top, it seems like they get the job. But in the end, like Martin Luther King Jr. said, if I'm in bondage, you're in bondage as well. So right off the bat, you know, when a white man says, we ain't going to hire you, first thing a black person think is, wow, they're going to rule over me. They're going to have more than I have. They're causing me to be pushed back. They're firing me. They're getting rid of me. But the truth of the matter is nobody can stop any of us if we want something bad enough. Say that again. Nobody can stop any of us if we want it and we fight for it hard enough. They just cannot stop us. Just simply look at the state of African Americans right now. Even though we're not unified at all, we still, according to the economists, they say if we can let that dollar, once we make the money, and in the circulating the black community, I think it's four times, we will become the sixth richest nation on the planet. That's just how strong so-called black America's buying power is. And that's one of the reasons America started being so nice to black people. It ain't because they love us. I don't believe that. I don't believe that a lot of these corporations all of a sudden fell in love with black people. A lot of these corporations fell in love with what they always been loving, and that's money. They realize that black people have this strong buying power, whereas whites, a lot of our white brothers and sisters hold on to their money, and I'm not saying all. You never can say all the blacks or all the whites with nothing I'm saying tonight. There's always an exception to who. There's always some black white person that's going to call in that have been through more things than a lot of black people. I mean, you know, in some way. So I'm just saying there's always, always an exception to the rule. But I'm saying vastly what the majority of people go through is what we're talking about tonight. Okay? Again, we're talking about white supremacy, which is the philosophy of white supremacy, which is the notion, the ideology, the teaching, be it in written form, be it in images, be it implied, that whites or Caucasian or people we know today as white people are superior in any way, be it. Now, if somebody go get an education and somebody else do not go get an education, obviously they're going to be more educated. So if the vast majority of white people go get educated and the vast majority of black people, which is not the case, I don't believe it, but I'm just saying, if in another world most white people went and got their education and most black people did not, you still couldn't say white people were better. You can say they're more educated. But in what area? What does educated mean? I hate that term. So-and-so is educated. What does that mean? I mean, they went 4 or 5, 6 years, right? So what are they educated in? All right, they may have a marketing degree, but does that make them a scholar in philosophy or a scholar in science or a scholar in anything? Some people say the more I learn, the less I know. I like that. The more I learn, the less I know. Or in other words, the more I learn, the less I find out how ignorant I am. You may get a degree in marketing, but you're going to find out when you get that degree in marketing that there's so much about marketing you don't know. Then you walk across the stage. Are you really educated? Nah, educated is a lifelong process. We'll never get educated in terms of what that word is defined as. We'll never know it all in any one area. So I don't think white people are superior at all if most of them goes to school. But that is the philosophy of white supremacy. White people know better, they're smarter, they're intelligent, they're cleaner, they're everything-er. And black people, they're great people, but they have problems. They are inferior to us. They are not as educated as we are. In what? In what area? I can take you a black person that's speaking backward English that sounds very uneducated. Put them in an environment with a person that has a PhD degree, and you will see the character of the one person make the character of the other person look like child and an adult. I've seen people that are very much educated, but some of the biggest problems in society, they just arrogant. You can't tell them nothing. They just everywhere they go, they just create hell for everybody. Is that really an educated person? Educated in what? How to treat people is still an education. That's a degree all by itself. People, somebody say, oh, yeah, I heard you. That's important. Yeah, you're right. No, really. No, really, really. I mean, what do you rather be around? Somebody that knows 10 times more than you or 1,000 times more than you, but they don't know how to treat you and always condescending every single comment they make? Or would you rather be around somebody that know how to treat you, know how to talk to you, and may not know half what you know? Which would you rather be around? So what I'm saying is education, what area? Is it spiritual? Is it natural? Is it about, business? I mean, there's different levels of education. So I never have met a white person ever in my life that I felt was superior to me in nothing. Nothing. I mean, let me back up with that. Let me say that a different way. Because I actually have met people that I felt knew more about archaeology than I did. Knew more about the Bible than I did. Knew more about this than I did. But I don't call that being superior. I just feel like in that particular topic, they just know more. They're not better than me. They just remember more stuff in their head. I remember more stuff in my head about other things that they may not know about. You know, there's all types of levels of knowledge that we need on this planet. So white supremacy is the philosophy that white people are superior. And the other part of racism is black inferiority. It's just as wicked. It's just as horrible. It's the same philosophy. If you're superior, if whites are superior, what are whites superior over? It has to be non-white. If you say somebody's superior, well, who's superior? Well, the tall guy. Well, if the tall guy's superior, he has to be superior over what? Have to be a shorter guy. If you say this person thinks they're superior, and they feel like their weight is superior, they're a fat person. Well, they must feel like they're superior because of a skinny person. It's always going to be the opposite. So if a white person is feeling like they're superior because they're white, they must believe automatically in black inferiority or non-white inferiority. You see how foolish this stuff is? And they're all white people, probably under the sound of my voice, and they mean well. And when they go into anywhere where they see black people that need, like in Africa or someplace where, and it ain't just black people in Africa that need, because black people in Africa is wealthy in many aspects of life, but with regards to raw mineral, with regards to food, they are poor. And they only are poor because we over there taking and they farms is farmers is all, that's a whole nother show by black African farmers and the debt issue with Africa and how those farmers can't feed their own people. But we cause that, I ain't going to say I did, but this country and the greed of the West is what caused all of Africa problems for the most part, a lot to their problems. In other words, if there was no West putting demands on those raw minerals and there was no West indebting the African farmers, Africa would be just fine. After all, civilization came from Africa. If it came, if everything started in Africa, do you really think we need to go? Do you really think they can't survive without us? How can a child say to his mama, "You can't survive without me"? That's how foolish I look at all these folks thinking that they need to go over to Africa. No, you need to get out of Africa and let it be. You need to do business with those countries like you do business with all these other countries. Quit ignoring Africa and boycotting Africa and have all of these, you know, these nations is nothing more than like little gangs. You know, they support certain ones and other ones they ignore, knowing that it's causing poverty and calamity. White supremacy / black inferiority is what we're talking about tonight. Again, folks, this is Racial Matters and Solution. I'm Brother Seth. You've reached 5 Smooth Stones. Again, thank everybody for stopping by. We are going to hit this hard and heavy, get into it even deeper. That's just a little surface talk, just to kind of let y'all know where we're going with this. And we do this every Tuesday night. We're going to get into this a little bit heavier. But I want to do one little thing, and then we'll just go into second gear after this short message from one of our sponsors, okay?
Shalom. My name is Kingdom. I am a website designer, and I want to thank you for listening to our Smooth Stone Radio. If you need a website for your business, your ministry, or just personal, you can go to practicalwebsolution.com. That is practicalwebsolution.com. Or you can call me for a free consultation at 954-372-7469. That is 954-372-7469. And I want to thank you all for listening to 5 Smooth Stone Radio, where the truth of the biblical Hebrews are being brought forth during these last days, where Israel, the Israelites of the Bible, are awakening from amnesia to its true identity. The Hebrews of the Bible, which are called the Israelites, or so-called modern-day Negroes, all the lost tribes of Israel, which are scattered all over this planet. Come join Brother Seth on a weekly basis right here on Blog Talk Radio, as he embarks on a challenging journey to assemble the lost tribe of Israel, God's chosen people. Yes, the Israelites are God's chosen people, and we are going to go back to our land. There will never be peace in the Middle East till God's chosen people are back in the land. Shalom, shalom.
Amen, amen. I know some of y'all really know where she's coming from. Okay. Somebody said, I hope you didn't mind me being here. I feel like I've not done my job just because I got that message from this person saying, I hope you didn't mind me being here. Because I feel like I haven't done my job. I feel like starting the show all over, honestly. I really do. Because I vehemently go over this over and over and over. Everybody's welcome. Maybe you missed that at the beginning of the show, but everybody is welcome. You can comment as much as you want. You can say whatever you want to say. The only thing I ask is people be respectful. I don't care if you disagree. I don't think if you think I'm kooky, just say I disagree with you and let me know how. Come with me with scriptures if you can, but if you're not a Bible person, I understand that, because truth can be proven more than just through scriptures. I believe that. So come at me with everything you got. And she's saying because she's the only one talking. Okay, this is Brightfoot, Miss Brightfoot. You may be the only one talking, but if you just hold on a second, it would, the normal people that come when they show up at this blog, that chat room will light up. It's just so happened. Rarely do you see one person comment, but they're reading your stuff. They see you. It's just sometimes it's like that. Most of the time it's not like that. Most of the time I have to. The chat room, I think, is a distraction. I almost want to turn it off because people talk about everything. So just hold on, Ms. Brightfoot. But I hear what you're saying. And like I said, if you have any questions, I just wasn't looking at the chat room. Maybe you did. Maybe you were trying to ask some questions earlier. But I'm looking at it now. So if you have a question, go ahead and address it. But, again, all the rest of the guests there, American Citizen, I see you. Those of you in the chat room, you're welcome. Let's see you in the chat room. I see you on the phone lines. Press 1 if y'all have a question. But just know that this is one show you can always come to, and you're welcome. You can comment. You can say what you want to say. Brother Seth, I love to hear people that opposes me, not for the sake of opposing me, but I just like to – I think people are real. People that oppose you is being more real, I think. I mean, not that everybody's going to always oppose you. I mean, there are some people that agree with you, and they're real too, but I just feel like I like it when people oppose me because I know that everybody don't agree with what Brother Seth is saying, even if it is truth. And this person said, I went on to say, I want us to come together as one. We are Americans. And I'm going to go a little higher than Americans. We are from the Most High, because a lot of times Americans is united to hate Iran and Iraq. I have no more I have no more love for Americans than I do for Iraqis. I have no more love for Americans than I do for the Israelis, who I don't even believe is the real Jews. Y'all just heard the little plug there. I don't even believe they're the real Jews, but I still agree. I still respect them as people. So I'm American in that I live here, but I really believe in being for this planet. If we're going to be pro-planet environmentalists, I mean, really be conscious of this Mother Earth and everything, just promote life, we got to be pro-planet. Not, I mean, I know what you're saying, my sister. I'm definitely American to some degrees, but, you know, America right now is going on a bad road. Yeah, she said we are humans. That's right. America's going on a bad road. Our country is involved with imperialism, and y'all know what that means. We are going around the world sucking up all of the raw minerals we can from Africa, number one. That is the number one exploited continent on the planet. Nothing is close to Africa. They're number one, two, and three, and then later on other countries. But America is a part of the great exploitation. She is going around creating slaves. There's a lot of people dying. Let me share a story with y'all that a brother shared with me a long time ago. If he's listening on, I don't have to worry and be fearful. I'm not going to give his name out. But this brother served in the military. And this is what happened way some years back. I know it's been over 20 years ago that this brother shared this with me. And he had to talk to somebody. And what he did, he basically knew that I was one of those persons you can talk to and that I wasn't going to put his business out there like I'm not doing it right now. I'm just telling you the story, but not who he is. But he was one of those persons that went to the military and did very well in what he do, and got drafted into like this, I guess we would call it something like a Delta Force kind of team. And they recruited him, and they would tell him that we want you to work for us and that we have got to go and basically, he was a mercenary, and that meant that they go around killing people. And he would say, all they would tell me about the people we're going to kill, Brother Seth, is that they was an enemy of the state. They was an enemy of the state. That's all they would tell me. He said, we would get in choppers. We had highest of the technology available. And he said, as a matter of fact, Brother Seth, we can get shot. We can literally get shot on the scene by, you know, our enemies. And we had packs we can put on us. You can get wrapped up. And some of y'all been in the military, probably say, oh, they've been had that forever. I just didn't know it, okay? So this might be something everybody knows except me. But he was saying, saying that their ways, they can put stuff on them and they won't even feel it. They just won't even feel that they've been shot. And they'll tend to it later when they get back to where they're going, but they can get wounded and actually not even be affected by it at all. And so he said they would go in there and they would have maps and they would know, they'll know if this particular person at the table, they're wearing this, they're wearing that. And they'll go in and shoot that one person and be in a chopper within seconds and out of there. And he said, we did this all across the world, man. He said, we wouldn't even know where we going. He said, I know we went to a lot of other countries. I don't even know where it was. That's what I'm saying. This is what our country is a part of, not to mention the fake democracy, you know, this 1% that rules this country, the 1% that gives, I think it's 80% to campaign contributions, and we really think we live in democracy. I mean, we live in a dictatorship just as much as Idi Amin or any of these other dictators people have been hating on. I mean, we are just as vicious. We make those guys look like little ants compared to the wickedness we do. We're nothing more than the fulfillment of Revelation 17, the whore that made the nations of the world drunk with her wine, the whore that where all the merchants of the world became wealthy from her. Revelation 17 is a good book to read. As a matter of fact, I was going to say I'm going to play it, but I don't think I'm going to play it because I did that last show. But it was just so good, and people commented on it. I almost tempted to do it again. But tonight, we're dealing with racism. I want to stay on this racism. I want to keep hitting this thing and keep hitting this thing because a lot of y'all, hate to say it, your heart is right. You really want to love people. You want to be a part of the solution. You want to be a lot of you, I'm talking about people that are listening tomorrow, listening next week, those listening in the archives after this show is all over. Some of y'all want to be a part of the solution, but I just got some questions for you. Just, can I do that? I mean, I just got questions. I got some things I'm going to throw at you. And maybe you say, you know what, I never looked at it like that. I never looked at it like that. Oh, my goodness, I've been practicing racism. Racism is something we all are part of. Let me tell you something. If you're born in America and you raised in America, you did not go to a private school where they address this. If you were raised in public education in America, if you didn't go to black colleges and you went to the typical regular university, which is really white colleges, people don't want to say that. They, oh, it's just a college. No. It's like a friend of mine said, why y'all have to have Jet Magazine and Essence Magazine and Ebony Magazine? He didn't even realize that his magazine, the magazine that the other magazines are racist. He didn't even realize it. Some whites don't realize because in their world they don't have to think about color because everything is. Like when we say Christ was black, why do y'all have to say what color he is? Whites don't have to say nothing about black and white. That's one group of people that never have to say the Messiah was white. The Israelites were white. They'll never in their life have to say that because everything is plain and white. You never have to say we need a white magazine or a black magazine. You never have to complain about the magazines because everything is just white. So when this brother asked me, this white gentleman said, why do y'all have to have Ebony, Jet, and Essence? I was letting him know that the reason we needed these magazines is to highlight black achievement, black beauty, black accomplishments, that black people even exist. And he just still didn't seem to get it. I'm like, dude, go to a magazine rack and just stand back, at even today, at a Kroger's or Albertsons or whatever y'all have in your area, and just stand back and look at the magazines. And tell me, do you really think we don't need an Ebony, a Jet, an Essence, Upscale, whatever else they can come up with? We need a balance. And it's just ludicrous to think that we don't when civilization started with these dust-colored dirt made from people. It's ludicrous. That is not true education, to have your people looking at a world so white when the world was, is, and will always be represented vastly by people of color. So what is with this education we get in the United States where we talk everything celebrated by Europe and Paris and France and all of these world wars, and we just ignore Africa. And we think nothing is going on. Just because people are not killing each other by the thousands don't mean you don't need to be highlighting what's going on in Chad or what's going on in Nigeria. And it's a shame they're chopped up in all these little countries, but I'm just saying, folks, you know, it's a shame that we don't hear about the peace that's going on. If there ain't no war, let's talk about the peace in Africa. You know, but it's like because Africa ain't killing each other by the thousands like they are in these wars, we don't talk about them. Because they don't have a whole lot of, you know, it's just people just live in a rural area and, you know, we just don't talk about it. Well, it's not newsworthy. Well, I doubt that. I want to know what's going on if they're not doing nothing but sitting around fishing. So we're not taught world history. World history is not always just bloodshed and who's taking over what and what queen and king. That I don't think that's history at all. I think that Africa should be in the forefront of news. I mean, the forefront. Y'all understand what I mean when I say forefront. I mean, almost every broadcast you need to hear has to relate to Africa to me, because that's headquarters. It's we all come from Africa. How can you not talk about mommy and daddy and grandpa? Everybody, everything initiated in Africa. Yes, I believe I'm a true Israelite in that the Israelites was given Israel, but everything started with Ethiopia, that region. That's what the Bible says. It's in the book in Genesis. If you're in Genesis, you're a bad nation in a good way. So, folks, we're talking about racism tonight. Racial matters and solutions. Racial matters and solutions. And I just want to talk about this philosophy of black inferiority. When and how did black so-called non-white people, when did they start buying this lie that whites are superior or they're inferior, when everything started with them? Sometime I went to Africa, I went to Egypt. And I remember when I was walking around in the Cairo Museum, I was looking at those statues. And I did some, y'all don't think I'm crazy, okay? I don't normally talk to statues. I don't normally talk to myself. So please, please understand what I'm about to say, because y'all probably won't hang up on me after I tell y'all this story. But I was walking around, and if you look up, if you Google the Cairo Museum, you'll see this giant statue. I mean, it's so huge. I'm 5'11", and I was as tall as one of the toes. I literally was as tall as one of the toes. I could put my hand to my head and touch the top of the toe. That's how big the statue was. And it was of this black couple, so-called black couple. And the look on their face, those statues, not just that statue, but them thousands upon thousands of statues in that museum, those artifacts seem to say, because I was talking to them like, what happened? What happened to Africa? You were the leaders, because it was statues of all the great ones. And I'm saying, what happened? How did it fall so low? How did it wind up going from starting everything to not even mention in international news ever, hardly? Especially in a good light. What happened? Why is it so quiet when it was where the party was at for sure, so to speak? I mean, everything started in Africa. I'm talking about spirituality, the arts, science, technology, everything. How did you fall? I was walking around looking at these statues saying, how did you fall? What happened? I mean, I literally was looking at statues and looking for clues. And this is what I got. Check this out. There was not one statue in that museum, and I looked at thousands. I didn't see one statue where the person was looking down. Africans don't hold their head down. It's just like trying to shake hands with your left hand to a Muslim. It just ain't gonna happen. They don't look down. Even in poverty, they don't look down. I mean, they look straight ahead. And I'm not saying that because they have to wear little things. The women put those weights on their head and walk. I'm not talking about maybe. I don't think it has to do with that. But they never look down. They always look ahead. Look up. Up or straight. And I saw some gloomy faces. But I saw some faces with the arrogance. I would love to ask some of my white friends, so-called white friends. I say so-called because y'all know I don't believe in the concept of white and black. I only say it so y'all know who I'm talking about. But I don't believe in no white man, no black man. Most side does not acknowledge people based upon color. It is a myth. It was created. That's a whole nother study. We'll talk about that maybe tonight later on if we get time. But it was created to divide us, okay? I should say more like Europeans or Israelites or Egyptians called by nations. That's what the Most High acknowledge. And then there's only 70 nations. So half these nations that's got a name today really is a part of another nation. So there's really only 70 nations, and that's what you're supposed to be calling each other, Egyptians, Philistines, Israelites. All of these are the nations. That's it, and it's only 70. So since we don't know who the 70 nations are, it's kind of hard to do that. So then I think the thing to do would say people with melanin, people with less melanin. But I don't want to flip y'all out because some of y'all won't know who I'm talking about. That's why I say black or white. Anyway, missed my train of thought. It's okay. I'll catch another train. I'll come back to that. But anyway, folks, listen. We got to sit down and ask ourselves, do we practice racism? And Blackfoot, you just keep on commenting because you're making some really good comments. People are reading what you're saying. Don't feel like they have to respond. Sometime they'll come on the chat room and they'll get to talking and you'll be wondering what happened. So it's just some days it's like that. But everybody's reading your comments, okay? But anyway, I do this show, folks. The purpose of this show is to just show all of the different racism and then ask yourself, were you a part of that? Did you practice that? Here's a classic example. Do you say this with regards to when you're talking about white people, do you say fair skin, F-A-I-R, so-and-so has fair skin, this person has fair skin? If you do, that's a part of racism right there. You say, what? Yeah, that's racism because people, that is a lie. White skin has nothing to do with fair. Fair means beautiful. Check me out. Serious. Go to what they call the Strong Concordance. I'm going to tell you how you can find this out. Go to Google or Yahoo. Type in the words Strong's Concordance. Then when you get to the front Strong's Concordance, it's going to be like its own little search engine. Type in the word fair. Okay? All right? And look how they use it. Fair weather. Fair speeches. What, you think there's such thing as a white speech or white weather? Fair just means beautiful. But as long as you think fair means white, when you read the Bible and you see fair, you're forcing something in that book that's not there. I'm telling you, it's one of the oldest lies, oldest tricks around. That's some that's participated by both so-called black people and white people. Fair skin does not mean white skin. White skin came as a result of sin. Albinism is a result of sin. Vitiligo is a result of sin. Losing hair, balding of the head, is a result of sin. Being too tall to where your joints hurt, 7 foot, all that, that is a result of sin. Being too short to where it hurts, if it hurts your body, if it caused diseasing, that's a result of sin. Midgets being midgets or short dwarfs, that's a result of sin. That's, you know, I'm telling you, I'm as real as it gets. We talk about this on, we talked about this for 4 weeks straight under a show called Bible Leprosy 101. Check the archives. Bible Leprosy 101. Start with the very first one and work your way forward. I cover it a lot. We go into all kinds of scriptures showing that God, the Most High, put two people in that garden, Adam and Eve. And as they begin to live and man begin to live, we begin to sin. The first thing we stopped doing was living forever. Some of y'all can't fathom living forever. You just can't. I know it's hard. Some of y'all can't believe that people live to be 600, 700 years old. I know it's hard. I mean, if you've never seen it, it's just hard to comprehend. But the doctors tell you today that our bodies is trying to reproduce everything. Everything reproduces. So the kidneys, everything is trying to reproduce. The skin, they said the same skin you have now, you won't have a year from now. I mean, everything is trying to, it sheds and takes on new. It's like it's trying to live forever. So I'm saying that had we not even got into sin, there wouldn't be people that would have bald heads. There wouldn't be people that can't have children. There wouldn't be sicknesses. There wouldn't be death. Death came as a result of sin. And to lose pigmentation, the Most High made us from the dust of the earth, to look outside, everything out there is brown and green. Brown and green. That is the planet's color. Brown and green. And water, of course. But that's it. Maybe a little snow here and there. Brown and green. He made his man out of that brown. That is the natural state of man. When you see people that's not that color, and people say, well, that's what weather does. Why is the weather getting too cold to where it would even change your color? Why is the weather getting too hot to where it would change your color? I'm saying as we begin to destroy the planet, seeing it as a picture, we begin to do things with our bodies. It's not right. We stop producing children. We start growing too tall. We start growing too short. Some people believe that the tall had to do with sleeping with angels. I'm not even going that deep. I don't even know about all that. I just know that whenever there's pain, the Most High did not make us to bear or to have pain. He didn't make us to have these bodies that won't last forever. He didn't make us. So when you see certain things like that, it's a result of sin. And by the way, I've heard lots of people say that they have problems staying connected to this show, because when I started hitting racism, a lot of folks get jealous and start doing some crazy things to this show. This is one of the reasons we're moving from Blog Talk, and we'll give y'all more information on that a little later. But if you have any trouble connecting to this show, please send me an email. Please send me an email, because I'm going to try to get my money back for that month. Okay, but because I am promoting love here. I mean, yes, it's a slap in the face to some stuff, because if you've been taught all your life that you're superior to those people, and some guy come on the line saying that white skin is a result of curse, I know how I sound. I know how I sound. I sound like a fool. But go check it out. Go check it out and come back and tell me that Leviticus 13 and 13 ain't talking about vitiligo. And 2 Kings 5, last verse, ain't talking about albinoism. That's 2 Kings 5, last verse. Really, the whole chapter. It talks about, I'm not even get into it. Y'all have to go listen to the archives. It's called Bible Leprosy 101. So, again, we're talking about racial matters and solutions. Racial matters and solution. We're looking to dethrone, topple the giant of white supremacy. I'm going to be talking about, for the rest of the show, lots of different things we say and do that's just racial. It don't make sense. It's promoting inferiority. And I'm telling why. I'm telling you, my white brothers and sisters, you need to think like Martin Luther King Jr. did when he said that if we are in bondage, you're in bondage too. I mean, in the 60s, when the black people were not happy, you know, they could hurt you economically. You know, if you got a cook and they're cooking your food and they angry with you, do you really want somebody in your kitchen cooking you food and they are upset with you and hate you? Do you really want enemies in your own kitchen? So I'm saying when we're in bondage, everyone is in bondage. But My philosophy is I don't even believe that white people is that much more different than black people. I don't even believe they're different at all. As a matter of fact, when a black person, so-called black person, get vitiligo, y'all know vitiligo, what Michael Jackson had, right? And their skin begin to turn white. What color are they when their skin completely turns white? They have the same white skin as a white person. And if you didn't look at their hair, you wouldn't even know you're looking at an albino from a black person. The only thing that gives them away is their hair. But then if you go to India or Pakistan, a region of the world where the hair texture is very similar to that of whites or Europeans, and they have albinos, those dark-skinned people in India and Pakistan have albinos, and they have the hair of whites, you will not be able to tell the difference between a Pakistani or an Indian person that is white, that is an albino, or a white person. I proved this point over and over again on the show Bible Leprosy 101. What you want to do is go back to the archives and look at the pictures that came that come with the show. You know how every show has its pictures? Look at the pictures. I got pictures of albinos, and people with vitiligo from India. You cannot tell the difference between an Indian person as an albino and a person from Europe. They literally can fly to Europe and act as white and nobody would know the difference. What am I saying? Every single country produces white skinned people. Every non-white nation produces blonde hair and blue-eyed people and other color hairs and eyes as well. But no European country can produce one dark-skinned person. That should make you think right there. So we start talking about white supremacy. White supremacy. How real is it? I mean, really, how real is white supremacy? How much proof really is there that the white man is superior in his thinking? If he does act better, if he is cleaner than that, let's just go there. What if white people were a little bit more wise and a little bit more this and a little bit more that? It's only because they've gotten a hold of truth that black people had anciently and just passed it on down, and white people have just, truth don't care who, what mind it jump into. It's just truth. It's just facts. So white people is cleaner. That don't mean it works. I'm just saying if they were, if they just some kind of way were, if somebody did a research and found out, well, but white people are cleaner. Okay, their neighbors all black, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, I'm saying if there was truth to that, it would only be because they have adopted something that black people had anciently. And the black people is buying these lies that we're just niggas, we ain't nobody. They're buying black inferiority. And so when you begin to start thinking you're inferior to whites, you have a tendency to ask them for permission. You need their permission. You need their approval. You're always trying. That's how you see some of these black folks in the professional world. They may make six-figure income, but they're Uncle Toms because a lot of them, because they want white approval. They've been, just because folks make a lot of money in professions don't mean they're exempt from the things we're talking about tonight. A lot of black people hate their own, because they don't know the truth about their own. Everything they ever seen about black people has been these lies that they've gotten when living in America, and they've grown to hate their own people, their own culture. And so they marry white. I'm not knocking interracial marriage. I'm talking about a sickness right now, though. Okay, everybody that marry a white person ain't a victim, ain't suffering from this hatred, but there are lots of them that do. You know, if you don't like your people, you don't like what you've seen, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to move away. And so a lot of black people, that live among a whole lot of white people suffer from this. Not all of them. Not all of them. Not all of them. But a lot of them do. When you see black people and they raised in Detroit, black Detroit, or chocolate city like Washington or Atlanta, Georgia, and they're talking really funny, and you close your eyes and you think they're a white person, you open up your eyes and they're black. Them people, a lot of those people are suffering from self-hate. I'm telling y'all, this is so old to me. I should be a psychologist, a psychiatrist on this note anyway, because this is something I've experienced over and over and over again. I've been able to reach out to some of these brothers and sisters that I'm describing, and later on they share with me why they chose to just talk different. They want to get as far as they can from black folks because of self-hate and self-disrespect they have. And folks, I'm telling you, this is real, real, real. And that's why I talk about it. I really don't care how many people think. Brightfoot said that the blog talk kicked her off. Y'all let me know. I appreciate that, because this is why we're going to something. I want to tell everybody there's something called freeconferencing.com, freeconferencing. Please go and register with freeconferencing, and I'm telling you, I'm the last leg with blog talk. I'm tired of people getting knocked off. You know, I thought we had freedom of speech. You should be able to say what you want to say, especially if you're backing it up. This person been on, just come on, and I hope you ain't coming on just talking about your show, even though I will check you out. I just because she invited me to, but I hate to see people come on and they just talk about their show. I mean, you may not mean no harm. Maybe you're going to stay by and listen and not some jump in and post a link and run. I hate that, but you haven't done that, so I shouldn't say that. Anyway, but I will check you out there on the John. Anyway, folks, listen, this thing is real, and I really don't understand why we as a people don't talk more about this. We as a human family don't talk more about it. To me, what is, if you got racism as thick as it is, and y'all saw that long list I post on the description page, the long list, I call it Expo 30, with all the different areas we're affected, we are experiencing racism. If you got that going on, what else is, what's more important than solving that? To me, racism is major. I mean, I just can't imagine what else would you be wanting to, I mean, I know there's other people need to, you know, I know we got the government and has to do what it does, and the business community has to do what it does, and I know we need people that's going to, you know, have to be, I know we need the infrastructure, I know we need certain things to survive, but socially speaking, I just don't understand why people can't see that if you have a racist society, everything is threatened. I mean, really, how can you have anything and have a racist society? I just don't understand why. It's uncomfortable. It may be uncomfortable, but we created this planet like that. So, not me, of course, but I'm saying the powers that be, they are the ones listening to Satan, created this philosophy of white supremacy. They should be the ones trying to destroy it. And that's why I'm thankful for, while I got issues with blog talk, I at least I'm thankful that I've been able to speak as long as I have. It's just that it's a shame when they only let you say what they want you to hear. But, folks, all I'm saying is, we've got to deal with racism. We really got to deal with racism, folks. And if you're not being offensive towards it, and when I say racism, again, we define racism as the philosophy, the ideology, the foolishness of white supremacy being taught / black inferiority. You got to have black inferiority to have race white supremacy. Because if some people walk up to you and they feel like they're superior and you don't feel like they're superior, that philosophy ain't going nowhere. It cannot affect you. It can't affect anybody but the person in their head. They just believe in a lie. Okay? So that's why we say white supremacy / black inferiority. White people cannot rule without someone believing that they're inferior to white people. And the white person themselves can't practice white supremacy unless they believe the black person is inferior or the non-white is inferior. The black person, the so-called non-white person, can't practice racism if they don't believe that white people are superior. They have to believe that white people are superior. And they have to believe that they are inferior. It's the same mindset. That's why I say it has very little to do with white people, if you really look at it. White people just benefit from racism, but they benefit immediately in a way that is very tangible, but in the long run, they suffer as much as so-called non-white. They suffer as much as, they suffer as much as white people do. And that's what we learned in the 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, during all that struggle with the civil rights. We learned that when white people when black people are in prison mentally and through their rights being challenged, white people is in the same amount of bondage. They got to live in fear. They got to make sure they try to make sure that the blacks don't read and don't come across information. It's a lot of control, and it's just hell. The whole planet was just, I'm so glad those times have passed. But we still got them here now, folks. It's just more subtle. It's more subtle. It is more subtle. So, again, those of you just coming to the chat room, those of you just entering on the phone lines, please read the show's description. We got another 40 minutes to go. I want y'all to be on the same page with me. Read the different areas that are affected by white supremacy / black inferiority. There's 30 areas affected by white supremacy / black inferiority, or should I say black inferiority / white supremacy. This thing is real. We all are practicing racism on some level. We all are practicing racism on some level. We all are practicing white supremacy / non-white inferiority on some level. If you born in America, it's in you. If you was raised in inner city schools, public schools, it's in you. If you listen to the news for any length of time, it's in you. If you read billboards in America, it's in you. If you communicate with anybody outside of your house, it's in you. If you go around all black folk and you just hear them talk, it don't have to be no white person around. You're getting white supremacy / black inferiority. If you just at work and you're just on break and you're communicating at all, you're getting it either through words or images or implications. It can be a look somebody give you. They always look at you a certain way. And I mean, messages are conveyed mostly through body language. Words are poor conveyors of what is inside of the heart. Words are poor conveyors of what's inside of the heart. Most of y'all shared with me this one day, and I say it was him because I know my mind can't comprehend what I'm about to tell y'all. It just can't. I would never have come up with this on my own, but this came up in my spirit. And I know when something come up out of the clear blue that you never, ever think of, oftentimes, not all the time, but oftentimes, it's the spirit. I just believe that. But I got it like this. It came to my mind like this. If something is in your heart, you don't ever have to say it. People feel it. It's oozing through your pores, so to speak. I'm going to say it again. If you really hate someone, let's just use the word hating someone. Let's use hating someone. If you really hate Obama, let's just say you hate President Obama, you don't even have to ever say it, ever. Just let his name come up and your body language is going to say it. You cannot hide it. It may be what you don't say. It may be that you don't comment on him. It may be how you laugh at some calamity he went through. It may be that you show eye contact when they're talking about something bad about him, and when they're saying something good, you don't look at him. It comes out of you. If you don't hate, if you hate somebody, they're going to feel it. If you don't like a certain food, it's going to come out of you. Anybody around you going to know it. So what I'm not saying, I'm saying if you live in America and you come in contact with any Americans, white, black, Hispanic, you're getting the philosophy of non-white inferiority / white supremacy. Or, we can say it another way, white supremacy / non-white inferiority. You cannot escape it. So you got to throw this stuff up. So right now, what Brother Seth is doing, I got a trash can out, and I'm sticking my finger in your throat, trying to get you to throw this stuff up, as well as in my own throat. Let's look at the chat room and see what kind of comments we've had said. I'm telling you, this is some strong stuff. I know it is. Guy pops in all late. What the heck is the guy talking about? Okay, and he jumps on board. Okay, people don't feel comfortable talking about it. If you talk about it, then it is real. Okay, so I am, but we don't have to look that one. The one that was getting me a little quiet. Okay, now I used to take my breaks with my black friends, and okay, this one person said this. I'm going to try to read this, hopefully. Someone said, so I am, but we, you got to make sure when you comment in the chat room, you be very clear, because if I try to read it, it ain't going to sound right. So I am, but we do not have them look that one that was a boy that was killed by being pulled by a car. They put the guy to death, and it was because of the color of his skin. Now, I used to take my breaks with my, in parentheses, black friends, and he tells me all the time, he loves that I don't see color. That's a good point. You know, and I hear a lot of people say, I don't see color. And that's good. You want to get that. And I do think in some people that they don't see color. I honestly do. I'm one of those people, I do see color. I just ignore it even when I see it. I mean, I see it. Like, I can't say I don't see a tall person. I see them. Then I make the decision to treat them normal. Actually, it's a decision that's kind of automatic. You're tall, you're cool. You're fat, okay, you're cool. You're skinny, okay, you're cool. You're ugly, okay, you're cool. You're nuts, okay, you're cool. It's just automatically pass. I pass you. Oh, you're white, I pass you. But I see you white. I see you tall. I see you ugly. I see you pretty. I see you fat. I mean, I see it. I just chose to pass you. Because the truth of the matter is, even with black people, we have differences. And we have to make a decision, are you going to like this person or not? So I see all of the differences. If you don't look exactly like me, which I was, you would scare me if you, I did walk up to you and look exactly like me. But I pass you. I just accept you. Until you do something stupid. And I don't accept you because you do something stupid, not because of your color, though. My beef with white people is not because they're white. My beef with white people, if I have beef, it's because of what they do. And my beef with black people is the same thing. So just so we know, and someone went on to say, You got to type it all out, make it clear, everybody can read it. I am a beautiful person. Anyway, folks, listen, I'm telling y'all, I mean, you know, I just wish that I had a choir to sing for y'all, make this blog more attractive, maybe some music. I don't know what kind of music y'all like, but I'm just saying I don't know no other way to doctor this up and make this message more presentable. Some of y'all should just love truth, and you should be seeking to change and seeking to be like the Most High, and that should be enough. You know, I know this is one of those blogs where people just, you know, sometimes we got a room full of people, and other times we, you know, people get tired of it. Every week you want to talk about racism? Yes. But if y'all see what I'm, if you heard me mention those 30 areas, you know, wow, he's right. These areas are affected. So every one of those areas, if I had professionals in that particular area, and I say, which one of these, okay, let's just say for all 30 of those areas I named earlier, I had a professional representing that area, like with the education, I mentioned education, if I had a teacher in the room. For when I mentioned the area of medical and medicine and health, I had a doctor in the room. And for every one of those areas, I had a professional. And I said this to all of them, all 30 of them. Which one of you have the most racism in? Every one of them want the mic. Even something as simple as science and technology. There's a lot of people feel like there's a lot of racism in science and technology. When I say racism, I'm talking about black people not being given credit for it, for the accomplishments there. They're not benefiting from whatever accomplishment come out of that particular area. They're suffering in that particular area. If it's education, they're not graduating. They're not getting a quality education. They're not being able to go to some of the private schools. They're not really getting educated. And if they are getting educated, it's not fun. They just remember certain things, write this down, write that down, fill in the blank. They're not loving their education. Those schools, those teachers that have that gift to be able to make the kids love it is in the more expensive school because, you know, they pay those teachers a little better and those teachers have a more they're more encouraged to teach and be excited about teaching because they're paid well and they're treated well and the schools are nice and plush and they feel good about being a teacher because they're treated well. In the inner city, those teachers are not halfway treated well. They got more students per teacher than they're supposed to, and the parents' participation is not there because people are suffering from poverty, and it's just a lot of drama in these inner city schools, so the kids not getting educated. All this, I'm telling you, every, if I set 30 people in a room, professionals in every one of those 30 areas I named earlier, every single one of them would say, my area is worse. So that's why Brother Seth is on tonight. Sharing information, sharing different ways to look, turn this thing inside out, letting y'all look at these different angles to see the racism, okay? That is why we have Racial Matters and Solutions. So and again to my sister in the chat room, Sister Brightfoot, I appreciate a lot of the things you're saying. I'm not reading every one of your comments, but a lot of the things you're saying is let's see what she said here. Yeah, she said she's going to call in. Well, she should. But and listen to the show. But listen, folks, all I'm saying is if you call yourself a person that is want to walk after the Most High and you want to follow his ways and follow his laws and you want your life to not be in any way promoting evil and wickedness and things that divide people, you should love this show or this topic, and you should be doing something to combat this philosophy of white supremacy. You should understand that the biggest solution, I think, to white supremacy is love. But you can't love. You can't love. Healthy in a healthy way if you feel like you're superior. I'm telling you, a lot of white people, they don't want to be a part of hating black people at all. They want, like the sister was saying earlier, they want to get along with everybody. They want us to be all one nation, like she was saying earlier. A lot of people, they really want to get along with everybody. Their heart It's a lot of white people and black people hard out there. Their heart is really good. Down to the core, they really don't want to harm a hair on black people's head. It's a lot of white people like that. But in America, because of their relatives and their coworkers and just their environment, the society they live in, they picked up all these racist philosophies. It's just teachings. May not have been taught to them like, thou shalt do this. They just learn it. It's implied. All of these messages, all of these billboards with black people wanted by the law, all this stuff after a while means something in the minds of human beings. And yeah, black people that pass by and see those very signs, and they begin to develop a self-hate. Yeah, they still go around mom and dad. What's going on, uncle? They still hang around black folks, but they ain't right because they've seen this unbalance. They've seen this unbalance. I heard this by some friends of mine that work in the judicial system. You know how when guys get in trouble, they're taken out to the jail, and they have to have these clerks to process you. Well, she's one of the clerks that process these people when they come in, and they're being booked. You know, they're going into jail cells. And she said she works down there. And she said after a while, when you first start, you feel like, oh, man, look at all these brothers coming through here, talking about black guys. Wow, look at all these brothers going through here. She's a black one. And she said after a while, you start saying, you know, man, the white man is really out to get us, man. I know all these, you know, you see it and you start hearing these brothers say different things, you know. Well, they set me up for this, that, and the other. You know, they took my dope or they took my money. After a while, you start blaming the white people. You know, I said, man, this is wrong. And then she said that she kept working there and working there. After a while, it's so many black men come through there. So after a while, you just have no respect for them. Because you're saying to yourself, now all of y'all can't be, you know, white men ain't messing with all of y'all. Some of y'all are just criminals. You know, now the balance is if she saw how many people, white collar, that was committing crimes, and if they was brought downtown and put in that same jail, she wouldn't have that self-hate for her own people. But the system is messed up. It constantly goes after the powerless people. It picks on the powerless people. And so working in a jail like this sister was as a clerk, booking these black guys, fingerprinting them or whatever she was doing, she began to establish a strong disrespect and hate for black men. But as you know, I'm 50 years old. If you look around, you know that there's a lot of crime. Most of the crime committed is not by somebody that's taking a chance on trying to do something, whether or not they got to get caught. That all take time and effort. But the most crime is done with ink pens that don't require, ain't nobody looking at you. Nobody's going to check what you're doing. And if you know you can write some on a paper, that's where most of the lying and deception and the crime and the greed and the breaking of the law, that's where most of the crime is, white collar. It's white collar crimes. If that sister could book those guys and fingerprint those people, it'd be so many white guys down at that jailhouse and white women at that jailhouse, she wouldn't be sitting up even contemplating hating or disrespecting her own people. That's what I'm talking about, folks. We have a breakdown in our system. The system is white supremacist slanted. The philosophy that these black people are our problem. Even though we have white people that's doing worse, we're going to go out to the black people. If you get caught with crack, the drug crack that they call crack, versus if you get caught with cocaine. Same thing. How come one, the sentencing is just, there's this disparity. I mean, there's big difference. Why is that? White supremacy, because most of the time, cocaine users are going to be white people and black folks because it's, you know, economically, even though as a whole, we are strong economically. We have a lot of people, when they make the decision, those that make the decision to go on drugs, a lot of them don't have the money to afford the cocaine. So they go to the cheaper version, and they're mistreated in the judicial process. So these things we have all day long, I'm never going to stop talking about it. If I even one day look up and ain't nobody in the chat room, if I look up and there's nobody on the phone lines, I'm never going to stop talking about white supremacists, the disparity among our people and other people. I'm not going to stop talking about it because I feel like every day it's in our face. Every day it's in our face like the wind. Why people don't talk about it and try to get around, try to work around it, I don't know. But I thank you, listener, for listening. And those of y'all in the chat room and on the phone line that do this every week, because some of y'all follow me and you do this every single week, I thank the Most High for you. And I hope that you are taking this information and asking people questions, like the whole, like the thing with the fair I brought up earlier, the fair skin. Check that out. And begin to, you know, in a loving manner, when people say fair skin, check them. You know, say, hey, what do you mean by fair skin? Well, you know, white skin. No, that's not what fair means. I know what you're saying, my brother or my sister, but fair just means beautiful. In the scriptures, when the Bible says fair, it just means beautiful. And they'll go, really? And they'll look at you kind of cock-eyed. And if you get a chance, write down some of the scriptures where, like, fair weather. And, you know, and say, well, how much sense would that make if fair means white? There's no such thing as white weather. Or fair speeches. The Bible talks about the person that gives fair speeches. And speech ain't white. You know? So when it says such and such was exceedingly fair, it don't mean they was exceedingly white. They mean they was exceedingly beautiful. I think they referred to Esther as exceedingly fair. So when you hear the word fair, you hear the word fair in the scriptures, has nothing to do with white skin. White skin in ancient time, and if I'm lying, I'm flying, may the Most High strike me dead. In ancient time, in biblical time, white skin was not looked on as something great. It was looked on as a plague, not a disease, but a plague. It's a big difference between disease and a plague. A disease would kill you, take you off the earth, you know. But a plague is something put on people in the biblical times for various reasons. A lot of prophets cursed people to be white. I know that sounds crazy, but a lot of prophets curse people white when they, you know, sin, like Gehazi in 2 Kings 5. So those of y'all listening to me and think it sounds a little weird, read the book of 2 Kings and ask yourself, when the prophet told Gehazi he was going to be cursed with whiteness forever, again, he told him he's going to be cursed with white skin forever, or he's going to be cursed with leprosy. White skin, or let me say it another way, albinism and vitiligo is a type, one type of leprosy. Albinism, vitiligo is a type of leprosy. Two different types. Albino is one, vitiligo is another. These are types of leprosy. It's not all of what leprosy is. Leprosy cover other things. But anyway, folks, I've just enjoyed talking to y'all tonight. And some days I feel like I'm really getting a lot out there. Other days I feel like I'm struggling. Tonight I feel pretty good. We really got to think about a lot of things I've talked about. I'm serious. I wouldn't share it with you if it wasn't true. Y'all can, if you want to know more about these, this information, especially with regards to leprosy, simply go to the archives and click on Bible Leprosy 101 and then look at that. And the reason why I bring up leprosy, which vitiligo and albinism is one type, is a couple of types of leprosy. There are other types. But the reason why I brought that up is because if white skin is a result of leprosy, if we all are the same people, God, the Most High, made two people in the garden, and those dust-colored people gave birth to all of these different nations, okay, and later on, we begin to start losing pigmentation, and those that didn't have pigmentation start mating together, and that's how we got white skin. And then fast forward 1,000 years to 2011, here we are, believing that white skin is actually superior to black skin. Okay, that's where we're at right now. Now, I talk about Bible leprosy to let everybody see just how white skin was looked at in ancient times. And if it looked like that in ancient times, they tell you that everything pretty much comes from dust-colored, dark-skinned people. Now, watch this. I bring all this up, all of this ancient history up to fast forward to the day and let y'all see that it's impossible that white skin would be superior. If white people are more productive, it's only because they are working those universal laws and they're doing things that, like studying. If you study, if you go to school, you go to college, you're going to be smarter. But it don't mean you're just smarter, just superior. When I think of somebody that's superior, it means no matter how hard you try, they're going to be superior to you. You know, like running. Like, you know, if somebody say, I'm faster than you, my speed is superior to your speed. That means they can outrun you. It ain't nothing you can do. They can just outrun you. I don't see whites, and you shouldn't see whites, or blacks, or anybody superior to you. You are the greatest there is. All of us are the greatest. All of us are, we're like tiny little, tiny, tiny gods under the Most High. I don't like the word God because, you know, but I mean, I'm talking about we're miniatures of the Father, little miniature statues of the Father. He's like an ocean. We're like a drop. We all are water, though. And we can do whatever. We can accomplish anything we put our mind to and work hard at. Nobody, nowhere is superior to you. In no way. Some people look like they're so far ahead of you, like you'll never catch them. Not that this is a race or anything, but you know how sometimes you see people and they just seem like they're so much more advanced than you are. They seem like they're smarter. They seem like they're nicer looking or this, that, more, you know, and other. I'm saying to you that you can accomplish, I can accomplish anything. We have never met a person superior to us. Never met a person better than us is what I'm trying to say. They may have more knowledge than you, and they may know more than you about, I don't know, broadcasting, let's say. They may know more about you. They may know more than you about aerodynamics. Maybe so. I mean, for sure. But that don't mean you don't know something they don't know. And even if they knew thousands of things you didn't know, they still are not superior to you. That's a major, major thing to say somebody is superior to another person. Okay? If you know how to treat somebody and they don't, and they know 17,000 other topics, but you know how to treat people and they don't, you really think that them 17,000 topics make them superior to you? When life is more than anything, it's about how we treat each other. These little knowledge, just because somebody goes somewhere and studies them for 4, 5, 6 years, or they live here, or they drive there, or they wear this, I'm telling y'all, we got to get out of this fickle, external, temporary atmosphere and get into more spiritual things. To me, spirituality is where the value is. Spirituality is where the value is. Everything we can see, taste, touch, and smell is temporary. It vanishes after a while. It's got an expiration date. Think about it. Everything you can see, taste, touch, smell has an expiration date to it. It vanishes. The spiritual is what's really real. Everything was a thought. Just look around your home or your apartment or wherever you live right now. Everything you see, if I subtract it from your life right now, everything you can see, taste, touch, and smell, immediately you would fall and hit the ground right now. Your whole world would disappear. Your desk, your bed, your walls, your ceiling, all of that was a thought. You would literally hit the ground. That's what we all started at, the ground. Everything else was a thought. How can we that create from the spiritual of our mind, from the intangible world, how can we ever be inferior to another person? How can we let natural things that we can see, taste, touch, and smell define us, the spirit, us, the creator, the one that saw something and created it? Thought of a desk and we made a desk. Thought of a car, we made a car. How can the car ever give us value? And it was once a thought in our head. How can living in a nice home ever give you value when we, the spirit, make homes? It's foolishness. It's foolishness. And the whole philosophy of white supremacy / black inferiority rides on material things. That's all it's about. I got more material things than you got. Anyway, people, I'm telling you, it's silly, it's crazy, it's dumb. It's, I don't know what all the words I can think of, but we got to stop this foolishness. I'm going to wrap this show up, and I just want to say to everybody, listen, if nobody else told you, if nobody else said this to you, I want to be the first one to tell you tonight, I love you, and I mean it. Y'all probably say, you don't even know me, but you just don't know. I don't have to know you to love you. I love humanity. None of y'all can ever do something to me that will make me hate you. I might hate the evil inside of you. I may hate the way you were raised. I may hate the lies you was told. I may hate the evil spirits that's got you possessed doing the foolishness you do. But you the person, you're brilliant. I'm brilliant. We are spirits living in a body. We are spirits having experience in a body. We are not bodies having a spiritual experience. We are spirits commanding this big machine. One day this big machine is going to expire, and those spirits are just going to take on a whole new form and do something else. We are powerful, powerful, powerful people. We cannot in a million years imagine the kind of power we have. We can go out there and create our own little world. We can just believe that. So that's what I'm saying tonight. I mean, you know, many of y'all, see, we got a lot more people just coming to chat room. Not a lot, but quite a few. And y'all missed the whole show. But basically, if you'll read the topic, the show's description, I talked about 30 areas. 30 areas. I call it the Expo 30 that's affected by white supremacy. When we say white supremacy, I say racism, excuse me, affected by racism. The way we define racism as white supremacy / black inferiority. White supremacy / black inferiority. That's all racism is. It's simply a person that believe in the philosophy, the ideology, or you can say even the foolishness that one people is superior to another people. And we went through the night talking about all of the various ways this is just as cuckoo as it gets. The biggest stone I have threw at this giant is the fact that everything started from dust-colored brown people made from the dust of the earth. Everything come from the dust. And I went on to talk about, you know, the Most High said he would make men of the dust of the earth. We are those people. You look outside your earth, outside your window, when it becomes day tomorrow, and just think about this. Think about Brother Seth, how he shared this. Look outside your window tomorrow when you're driving to work and look for something the color of white people. Then look for something the color of brown people. Okay? All right? I don't mean to gross nobody out, but just look at dirt. Wherever you see dirt, if it's on your clothes, look at dirt. What color is it? This is the color the Most High made us, man. How do we know? This is what he told Adam. Adam, dust thou art, and because you sinned, dust shall you return. Well, when he said dust thou art, we wasn't there to see Adam, right? We don't know what that color looked like. But then he went on to say, dust shall thou return. So we can see what color mankind turned when they die. Because when he said that the enemy was sent into all of us, thus you are, thus you're going to return to. Every single person, the sound of my voice, if you don't put them in the ground, if they're white, they have to have their funerals fast, and they would if they're brown. Because if you don't put white people in the ground soon, they turn back the color of that dirt. Dark-skinned people can have a James Brown was probably treated, they probably embalmed him really good. But I'm just saying, a lot of black-skinned people, really dark-skinned people, you can keep them probably months later and have their funeral. All I'm talking about is science. We're mixing a little science in with this. Everything come from dark-skinned people. And so why are we saying this? Why are we talking about this? Because we're trying to deliver a blow to this giant of white supremacy. If I can prove that everything comes from dark-skinned people and everybody originated out of Africa, then it is foolish and it's ridiculous to even let it cross your mind that white people would be superior in any way. This is how I attack white supremacy. I use history. It is always the best antidote. Some people say, well, we just need to love. We need to love, and I agree. Someone said that earlier, we just need to love. But you just can't love people right with white supremacy. You've been taught all your life you're better than black people. I mean, I know white people that love me. They really, really care about me, and they've tried their best to reach out to me. But they've been raised in such a racist manner. Like, well, I had this one white friend. He always would take me out and try to buy stuff. Now, if I ever bought him something, he was terribly offended. See that white supremacy? He felt like I got to always be doing for you. When I would try to buy us dinner or whatever, you know, he had a problem with this. I had to cut him loose because his love was causing, it was quietly saying he's superior. Some whites feel like they always got to lead black folks. That is a whole nother form of racism. But just because you love people don't mean you're not promoting white supremacy / black inferiority. We do this every Tuesday night. Time is up. I want to go out with this song I think it's y'all enjoy this. But listen, follow the show. Go to the front page of the show, and please join the website, y'all. The website, if you go to blogtalkradio/5_smooth_stone, go to the front page of my site here and click on the website. We have a website with a lot of videos talking about the very things I'm talking about and other things. We're going to be really exploring racism and leprosy. Oh, my goodness, we got leprosy videos. Go there and register. It's a brand new site. It's under construction, so be patient with us. It's brand new. You'll be one of the first ones to join. Go ahead and join that. And I'll see y'all next Tuesday. Don't forget this Thursday, we're talking about the New World Order, One World Government, Illuminati, what's really going on behind the scenes, spiritual warfare, et cetera, et cetera. Thank y'all for listening. Again, five smooth stones. And again, I want to thank y'all for listening. Good night. Love every single one of you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Yeah!